A strange sound had just reached their ears.
Radio dramas took listeners to places they'd never been, and places that only existed in the ether. Longtime San Jose State University broadcasting professor Mike Adams has been interested in radio his whole life. His new book doesn't look directly at radio, but at the explosion of juvenile fiction about radio in the early 20th century. The books were aimed at what today we might call techno geeks. Back then, they were radio boys or radio girls.
There are about three radio boys, three different radio boys series, and one radio girl series that were all published in 1922, which is sort of the top of the boom of broadcasting, when broadcasting finally went from came out of the basement, amateurs building radios in the basement, to the family being able to buy a set.
Adams found these books for teenagers tapped into the public's fascination with the technology of radio, as well as the social changes it was driving. One example, a Radio Girls title that spoke directly to gender equity.
The bookstore proprietor who is selling radio books to the girls says, you're going to build a radio set, you girls? Well, I don't know why you shouldn't. Lots of boys are doing it. And the girl, radio girl responds, anything a boy can do, a girl ought to do a little bit better.
Adams says he found themes touching on racism, gun violence, gay bashing, and immigration in these books for teenaged readers. Heady stuff compared to the escapism on the air.
Indications point toward a fair possibility of achievement of our goal.
Stan Bunger, KCBS.